很高兴邀请我再回来跟你们一起来敬拜。
We're going to be looking at Psalm 3 today.
今天我们讲到的经文在诗篇第三篇。
I'll let you read.
Karen 牧师让我给弟兄姊妹读一下诗篇第三篇。弟兄姊妹请起立，我来诵读上帝的话。诗篇第三篇，这是神的话。大卫逃避他儿子亚撒龙的时候作的诗。耶和华，我的敌人何其加增，有许多人起来攻击我，有许多人议论我说他得不着神的帮助，希拉。但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。我用我的声音求告耶和华，他就从他的圣山上应允我，希拉。我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都保佑我。虽有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。耶和华啊，求你起来，我的神啊，求你救我，因为你打了他，因为你打了我一切仇敌的腮骨，敲碎了恶人的牙齿。救恩属于耶和华，愿你赐福给你的百姓，希拉。弟兄姊妹请坐。
David was in a difficult place. This psalm is about fear, doubt, and anxiety, with the ESV team entitling it, Save Me, O God. The actual title directs our attention back to when King David was fleeing from his son Absalom, who was leading a coup in the kingdom. We read of Absalom's duplicity in 2 Samuel 15.
大卫处在困境中，这首诗歌是关于恐惧、疑惑和焦虑的。ESV 圣经把这首诗歌命名为“上帝啊，拯救我”。那么，这个标题把我们带回我们的注意力，带回到大卫逃离他的儿子亚撒龙的时期，就是亚撒龙正在国内发起的这个政变。我们在撒母耳记下第十五章读到了亚撒龙的这个口是心非。
In the first two verses of Psalm 3, we read of a simple fear. David was being chased by literally an army of thousands. He was not exaggerating.
在诗篇第三篇的前两节，我们读到一种简单的恐惧。大卫实际上是被成千上万的军队追赶，他并没有在这里夸大其词。
And yet there was a deeper fear as doubt was dogging his pathway. As David's entourage was leaving Jerusalem, we read in 2 Samuel 16 that Shimei, a man of the family of Saul's house, verse 5, came out to yell and curse at David, saying, get out, you man of blood, you worthless man. The Lord has avenged on you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son, Absalom. See, your evil is on you, for you are a man of blood.
然而当疑惑伴随着他的道路的时候，他就更加加深了他的恐惧。当大卫随从离开耶路撒冷的时候，我们在撒母耳记下第十六章读到，扫罗家族的一个人名叫示美，出来对大卫大喊大叫咒骂说，你这流人血的坏人呐，去吧去吧。第八节说，你流扫罗全家的血，今须他作王，耶和华把这罪归在你身上，将这国交给你儿子亚撒龙，现在你自取其祸，因为你是流人血的。
Now these are pretty bold words for a guy throwing stones and dust, verse 13, at a deposed king and his armed soldiers who were with him. One of David's soldiers wanted to silence the man, but David responded, if he is cursing because the Lord has said to him, curse David, then who then shall say, why have you done so? Behold, my own son seeks my life. How much more then? Now may this Benjamite leave him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. Verses 11 and 12.
对这样一个落魄的君王和他的武装的保镖投石块和撒尘土，而且说狂傲的话，大卫的一名士兵想要让他闭嘴，大卫却回答说，在十一节十二节说，大卫又对亚比塞和众臣仆说，我亲生的儿子尚且寻索我的性命，何况这便雅悯人呢？由他咒骂吧，因为这是耶和华吩咐他的，或者耶和华见我遭难，为我今日被这人咒骂，就施恩于我。
However, in verse 2 is actually more insidious in its accusation, because it was attacking the character, integrity, and calling of the king. The king, so the accusation ran, no longer has the ear or the blessing of God.
然而第二节的指控更为阴险，因为他攻击了王的品格，他的正直，还有对他的呼召。指控是这样说的，国王不再有耳朵，也不再有上帝的祝福。
Normally, this would be bad under any circumstance, but especially so when one resides in a theocracy and discovers there may be a breach between the two top leaders, God and the king. The nation of Israel has already experienced this rift once before, and recently with King Saul when God, quote-unquote, abandoned him, 1 Samuel 15:26. Now, was the same fate being lived out in David's reign? For Shammai and perhaps others, had David forfeited the right to be king, and was he being rejected by God himself?
通常在这种情况下，这样的攻击是很坏的，尤其是当一个人生活在神权的政治下，并发现两个最高的统领，就是上帝和地上王之间可能出现分歧的时候，这样的裂痕在以色列国民以前、最近还是过去都发生过。就如当时上帝抛弃了扫罗王，在撒母耳记下15:26，现在大卫的统治是否也经历着同样的命运呢？对示每或其他的人来说，大卫是否失去了王权，或是否被神拒绝了呢？
In the Psalms, there is a little word on the right hand margin. I don't even know in Chinese.
希腊，
希腊。It's 希腊。Although scholars are still unsure of the exact meaning, it's believed to be a musical notation for a musical bridge, so people may meditate and ponder on what they have just read or heard. This is not so we might say, wow, David, you have a bad situation. Tough luck for you, be warm and be fed. No, this Selah is for us to consider how this type of doubt and fear might permeate our own thoughts and life and grab our attention for what follows.
在诗篇的右边的一个小词叫希拉，尽管学者们对这个词的确切含义不是很清楚，但是许多信徒都认为这是一个乐谱在音乐中起到桥梁的作用。那么在音乐的这个停顿的期间，人们可以冥想思考他们刚刚读过的听到的经文。但这里不是让我们说，哇，大卫你的处境很糟糕，你的运气不好啊，注意保暖吃饱，不是这样的。希拉是让我们思考，那么这一类的疑惑恐惧是如何渗透到我们自己的思想和我们的生活当中。希拉是要让我们引起我们的注意，说下面要讲述的是什么。
Rollo May, a psychiatrist and author, explains the difference between fear and anxiety. Imagine crossing a wide roadway, he suggests, and a car begins racing towards you. Fear grips you, and you begin to figure out if you can make it across before the car reaches you. But should the fear of that moment linger throughout the day, preying upon the fragility of life and the danger of crossing the street, that is anxiety.
罗洛梅是一个精神病家和精神病学家和作者，他解释了恐惧和焦虑之间的区别。他说，当你要想穿过一条宽阔的马路的时候，这时候有一辆车正向你驶来，这时候你会充满了一个恐惧，就是思考说，在车到来之前，你是否能够穿越过马路。但这一刻的恐惧，如果一整天都持续地伴随你，占据了你，我们生命的脆弱和过马路的危险占据了你，那就是焦虑。
Fear is healthy, and it galvanizes one for action, getting you across the street. However, when anxiety is diffused, undefined, and amorphous, fear is like a storm which passes away. Anxiety is like a steady drizzle which mildews the soul.
恐惧有时候是一种健康的反应，它会激励你采取行动，让你穿越过马路。然而焦虑却是分散的、不确定的或无定型的。恐惧就像一场暴风雨，很快就过去了。焦虑就像一场绵绵的细雨，它侵蚀着你的灵魂。
In our day, without the fear of cords, such as David experienced, there is still the anxiety which eats away at our souls.
在我们今天的时代，虽然没有像大卫经历过的一个个恐惧，但仍然存在着吞噬着我们灵魂的焦虑。
This hits each of us differently depending upon our age. In his book entitled Lost in the Middle, Paul Tripp identifies a subtle shift in midlife from adventurer to archaeologist, shifting through a life already lived to cherish something of value and give a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. It's a drizzle which fogs up the mind and living in the present.
依照我们的年龄，忧虑对我们每个人的侵蚀往往是不同的。保罗·特里普啊 ，Paul Tripp 是一个西敏神学院的一个教授，在他《迷失的中年》的一书中指出，中年人微妙的转变就是从冒险家到考古学家，筛选过我们人生的珍惜有价值的东西，并给予成就感和满足感。这就像一场毛毛细雨，使我们的心灵变得满，心灵变得模糊，让我们活在当下。
Years ago, I knew a 21-year-old bassist by the name of Calvin, who was completing his studies at Curtis Institute of Music. He shared with me his anxiety of success, the anxiety of wondering if he could repeat or improve on any single performance. It's the curse of getting this accomplished in music. It's an anxiety shared by professional athletes as well.
多年前我认识一个21岁的贝斯手，他叫 Kevin。 他在 Curtis 音乐学院完成了他的学业。他跟我分享了一个他对成功的焦虑。他所焦虑的是他是否每次能够重复，或者在每一次的演出时发挥得更加出色，而音乐上取得的成功却成为他的咒诅，这也是很多职业运动员所共有的焦虑。
For some of us ordinary people who seem to be successful in our jobs, there may be a lingering fear in the deepest recesses of our hearts of failure, or simply being found out as just an ordinary person. It is that cloud which occludes the joys of living because of the constant nagging in our hearts.
对我们看似事业成就的普通人来说，内心深处可能对失败有着一种挥不去的恐惧，或者简单的认为发现我只是一个普通的人，就如一片不断唠叨的乌云遮蔽了我们生活的喜乐。
During World War II, the radio addresses, in his radio addresses, Winston Churchill used were assessed by one historian as, quote, offering a sober appraisal of facts tempered with reason for optimism, unquote.
在二战期间，温斯顿·丘吉尔总统通过广播发表了一个演讲，后来被历史学家评价为，他说是对事实进行了冷静的评估，并带着理性的乐观主义。
David, the author of Psalm 3, wants us to stop, Sheila, and consider living with such fear, doubt, and anxiety. Yet, if we peek ahead in verse 5, see what he says. I lay down and slept. Obviously, he's learned something we could all afford to learn.
诗篇第三篇的作者大卫，他希望我们在这里停顿一下，希拉。让我们来思考一下，我们生活是何等的恐惧、怀疑和忧虑当中。然而，第五节却把我们带到了高峰，让我们看到大卫宣告说：“我躺下睡了。”很明显，大卫学习到了什么东西，是我们今天每一个人都应该学习到的。
In his four-point sermon, verses 3 and 4, David declares, You, Yahweh, 1, are a shield about me, 2, are my glory, 3, are the lifter of my head, and 4, are the answerers to my cries.
大卫在这个四个要点的讲道中，第三、第四节里面，大卫宣告了说，你耶和华第一是我的盾牌，第二是我的荣耀，第三是让我抬起头的，第四是应允我呼求的。
Since there's another Sheila at the end of verse 4, let's just consider 3 and 4 together.
在第四节也有一个希拉，但是我们主要集中在看前面的这部分。
First point, You, O Lord, are a shield about me. This small shield referenced in verse 3 was held or worn on the arm opposite one's weapon and was the preferred protection of foot soldiers and officers alike. For deflecting arrows and sword blows. These were referred to as bucklers and were basically 18 inches across. Lighter and smaller, they allowed for a greater range of movement from behind which you could thrust or jab forward with less fatigue than the larger shields, like the Roman scutums, which looked like doors.
第一点，我的主，你是我的盾牌。第三节提到这种小的盾牌是握在手里或者戴在那个拿兵器相对的那个一侧的臂膀上，手臂上，那么是步兵或军官来起到保护，或者说把那个箭给偏转，或者那个射的箭给偏转和刀剑的攻击，那么这个被称为圆盾，基本上大概有18个英寸或者他们更小，那么是在一个更大的范围里面，就像罗马的盾牌，看起来就像个门啊，这样可以在我们前后的推进进攻的时候不那么劳累。
It's interesting that David states that the Lord is a shield to him, but that's not right. for him. No, that's not right. About him. About him. Kidner, a wonderful commentator, wrote, "About me" uses a strong preposition, and so the New English Bible translates the phrase "to cover me."
有趣的是, 大卫在这里说, 主是他的一个盾牌。啊, 不是这样, 这不对。 这里不是说对他的, 而是说是关于他的。 基纳德是一位出色的解经家, 他写道, 把这个关于我使用的是一个强烈的介词, 用NEB的翻译就是说, 覆盖我。
And let's be clear, this shield does not make one bulletproof. As we have learned from Scripture, our Lord does not lead us away from the battle, nor away from the valley of the shadow of death. Rather, He leads through each hard experience with His presence, leading, guidance, and protecting us. So even when there is an arrow or pain which penetrates these defenses, we can be assured it is our Lord teaching and preparing us for something bigger.
我们要明确一点, 这个盾牌 并不能让人防弹。 正如圣经中我们学到的, 我们的主并没有把我们带离战场, 也没有带领我们离开那个死荫的幽谷, 而是通过每一次 艰难的经历, 祂的临在, 祂的带领, 祂的指导和保护我们。 因此, 即使是那个箭, 或者更大的痛苦, 穿透了这些防御, 我们仍然可以确信, 这些都是主教导我们, 预备我们, 将来承担更大的事情。
During a chapel service, one of my seminary professors, Dr. J. Herbert Kane, shared a terrifying fear he had while living in China in the aftermath of the Boxer Rebellion. One morning in the mid-30s, while they were still under house arrest and living in a culture with bitter hatred for American missionaries, Dr. Kane said he suddenly feared he might contract cancer and die. Every morning, the thought plagued his devotional time with the Lord, and he spent long periods of time praying for the Lord to remove the fear and anxiety.
在一次学院的礼堂敬拜中, 我的一位神学院教授, 他叫赫伯特·凯恩, 凯恩博士, 他分享了他在义和团运动后, 生活在中国的一种可怕的恐惧。 1930年代中期的一个早晨, 那时候他可能20岁, 凯恩博士说, 当我被软禁生活在一个对美国宣教士深恶痛绝的文化当中的时候, 他突然产生了恐惧, 他可能会患上癌症并死去。 每一天早晨, 这个想法困扰着他和主灵修的时间, 他花了很长的时间祷告, 祈求主消除他这个恐惧和忧虑。
Pausing and smiling, Dr. Kane looked up and said, "This morning, I was told by my doctor that I have cancer. How gracious of our Lord to give me many years to trust Him with this fear, so that now it is no longer a fear."
说到这里, 凯恩博士停动下来, 微笑地抬起头说, 今天早晨, 我的医生告诉我, 我患了癌症。
Do we have
我们的主多么的有恩慈啊, 祂给了我很多年的时间, 让我带着一种恐惧, 来信靠他。从今天起, 癌症对我不再是一种恐惧了。
Do we have this sense of this assurance that the Lord is our shield about us, providing protection over our soul and life?
我们是否有这样的确信, 主是我们的盾牌，他为我们的灵魂和生命提供了保护。
You, O Lord, are a shield about me. This phrase, identifying the Lord as a shield, is also promised to Abram in Genesis 15. There the Lord tells Abram, Fear not, Abram, I'm your shield. Your reward shall be very great. Genesis 15:1. So we see David making this aspect of the Lord's protective care his own as he, like Abram, finds himself with fears, doubts, and anxiety in his heart.
主啊，你是我思维的盾牌。这句话指明耶和华上帝是他的盾牌，也是上帝在创世纪十五章赐给亚伯兰的应许。在那里，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。”十五章第一节。因此，我们看到大卫将上帝对亚伯兰的护理，当作是对他的应许，因为他像亚伯兰一样，发现自己内心充满了恐惧、怀疑和焦虑。
For Abram, the fear and doubt were linked to God's promise of a spiritual legacy. Do you remember in Genesis 12, 1 through 3?
对亚伯兰来说，他的恐惧、怀疑是和上帝所应许的属灵产业相关。你还记得在创世纪12章1到3节我们读到的？我来给弟兄姊妹读一下。耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要叫别人得福，地上的万族都要因你得福。
My wife and I have had the joy of hosting Middle Eastern students who have come to Philadelphia to learn English and continue their studies. Around the dinner table, the students talk with pride about being Saudis, coming from a great family and from a wonderful home where they belong and feel blessed.
我和我的妻子很高兴接待过很多从中东来的学生到费城学习英语并继续他们的学业。在晚餐桌上，这些学生们谈论着以沙特人为自豪，谈论他们来自一个伟大的家族或者来自一个美好的家庭，因为在那里有他们的归属感和幸福感。
God called Abram to abandon these three anchors of Middle Eastern culture, country, kin, and blessing, so as to establish a new legacy, a spiritual legacy of land, the promised land, of kin, a spiritual tribe, and of being a blessing to all the nations, all the families of the earth. And Abram wanted to know such a God who promised such a spiritual legacy.
而这里上帝却呼召亚伯兰放弃中东文化的三大支柱，国家、亲族和祝福，而去建立一个新的遗产，土地属灵的遗产，就是那个应许之地，放弃那个亲族，去建立一个属灵的族裔，离开家庭的祝福，去建立地上万族都要因你祝福。亚伯兰想去认识这一位神，就是应许了他如此浩大属灵产业的上帝。
Yet Abram's hopes were tempered into fear, stimulated by 10 years without seeing any advancement towards these promises. These three events exacerbated his doubts.
然而亚伯兰的这些盼望却渐渐地成了一种恐惧，因为十多年来他没有看到上帝应许得到任何的进展。那么这三件事 加剧了他的疑惑和怀疑。
At the end of Genesis 12, we read about Abram and Sarai's trip to Egypt, a very hazardous trip, mingled with strangers in a strange land, not his own, and certainly not safe. So dangerous was the encounter, Abram lied about his relationship with his pretty wife Sarai in order to save his own life.
在创世纪十二章的末尾，我们读到亚伯兰和撒拉的埃及之旅。这是一次非常危险的旅行，在一个不属于他自己陌生的土地上与陌生人在一起，当然不是很安全。为了保全他的性命，这些危险促使了亚伯兰撒谎，就是谎报了他漂亮的妻子撒来的关系。
Second, while settling near Bethel, a land not yet identified as the Promised Land, Abram and his nephew Lot parted ways to live on sustainable land for their flocks. Worse, Lot was kidnapped, and Abram, with his own army, joined forces with other local chieftains to rescue him. Certainly, Lot was his kin, but Abram was still childless.
其次就是亚伯兰和他的侄子罗德在伯特利的附近，在一块尚没有确定的那个应许之地的地上，亚伯兰和他的侄子罗德分道扬镳，为的是让他们的羊群可以持续的在地上生活。更糟的是，罗德被绑架了，亚伯兰带着自己的部队、军队和其他酋长联手营救了他。的确，那时罗德是他的亲属，但亚伯兰仍然没有孩子。
Thirdly, upon returning triumphantly from their rescue mission, Melchizedek, the priest of Salem, comes out to bless Abram. However, in a way, Abram does bless the other kings of the tribes, refusing any reward with assurance that his God satisfies him. And yet, there must have been a niggling at his own soul. This blessing was so limited and not quite what he had envisioned.
第三，当拯救的任务胜利归来的时候，撒冷的祭司麦基洗德出来祝福亚伯兰，然而在某种程度上，亚伯兰确实祝福了其他的国王和他们的部落，亚伯兰拒绝来自其他任何的奖赏，因为他确信上帝会满足他。然而他的灵里却有一种困惑，这种祝福难道就如此的有限，并不是他所想象的那个祝福。
What Abraham was forgetting was God's presence in the middle of these incidences. It was God who had led Abram and Sarai to Egypt and rescued them. It was God who had provided an army under Abram's command to rescue Lot.And it was God who now, in chapter 15, was still promising a great reward to Abraham.
在这些事件中，亚伯兰忘记了上帝的同在，使上帝带领亚伯兰和撒来到了埃及，并拯救了他们，使上帝带领亚伯兰和撒来来到埃及，并拯救了他们，使上帝派遣了一支军队，率领他去营救拯救罗德，是上帝在这个创世纪十五章所讲的。仍然，上帝仍然应许亚伯兰，给他说必大大的赏赐你。
So God initiates a conversation with Abram in Genesis 15:1.
是创世纪十五章一节，是上帝首先对亚伯兰说，十五章第一节，这事以后，亚伯兰在异象中有话，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
Speaking from his heart's disappointment, along with some fear and anxiety, Abram poured out the facts. He was childless, verses 2 and 3. And God answered him by directing his eyes upward to the starry skies and said, "This is the number of your offspring." Verse 5. And Abram believed God. Verse 6. Only words? Yes. But words built upon 10 years together.
伴随着恐惧和焦虑，说出了他的事实，就是他没有孩子。上帝回答他，让他的眼睛向上仰望星空，说道：“这是你后裔的数量。”第五节，亚伯兰相信神，在第六节，只有这些话吗？是的，就是这神的话伴随了他10年。
The following night, after assuring Abram that he would have many descendants and promising they would inherit the land, God had Abraham arrange sacrifice animals on the ground as one would for making a covenant.
第二天晚上，上帝向亚伯兰保证，他会有很多的后裔，并承诺会继承这一片土地。之后，上帝让亚伯兰摆放了牺牲的动物，要和他立约。
Normally, the two parties would meet between the two halves of the animals, promising that if either of them failed to uphold the covenant, this butchering should be done to them. And it must have passed through Abram's mind that God would require him to promise that he would perform and obey this covenant. But how could he? He had already demonstrated his doubts and fears, and though he was now encouraged in his faith, to take such a step, knowing that he might falter.
通常，双方会在切开动物的两半的动物之间会面，承诺，如果任何一方不遵守约，就会像这个动物一样被切开。 亚伯兰心里也一定想到，上帝同样会要求他承诺履行并遵守这个圣约。但是亚伯兰怎么样呢？他自己的表现被怀疑和恐惧主宰，尽管他的信仰受到鼓励，但迈出这一步，知道他可能会动摇。
But in verse 17 of Genesis 15, God, symbolized in the flaming torch and smoking firepot, moved through the center of the sacrifices, in essence saying, "May this punishment of death be laid on my shoulders if either of us fail in the terms and obligations of this covenant, you, Abraham, in faith and obedience, and I in bringing your offspring into the land I promised." And this, do you want to stop? Good. And this is what Christ, God in human form, did for us when we failed in the side of the covenant. He died to pay for our failure to believe in our God and to keep the terms of the covenant.
但在17节，我们看到上帝自己以燃烧的火炬和冒烟的火炉为象征，穿过了祭物的中心。 本质上说，如果我们中任何一个人未能履行圣约的义务和条款，愿死亡和刑罚落在我的肩上，上帝的肩上。你亚伯拉罕只要信靠服从，而且是我带领你的后裔进入我应许你的土地。 这就是基督为我们所做的，我们都是圣约中那个被约的失败者。基督就是上帝道成肉身，为我们的被约受死，而且使我们信靠上帝，把我们保守在他的圣约当中。By
paying the price for our disobedience to the covenant, Christ Himself paid the price for us. While completing the Lord's side of the covenant and delivering us out of slavery to sin and into the land He promised, not real estate in the Middle East, but to heaven, our country. with the church, our people, and into our Father's house, our future home, all because of the covenant God in Christ made with us.
借着基督受死，为我们支付了那个被约方的代价，完成了上帝对被约方的这个要求，并将我们从罪的奴役中拯救出来，带领我们进入上帝应许的土地，那个不是在中东的房地产，而是天堂，是我们的天家，是教会神的子民一起进入我们天父的家，我们未来永恒的家。这一切都是因为上帝在基督里和我们所立圣约的缘故。
Back to Psalm 3, David's second sermon point is in verse 3, saying, But you are my glory. Why include the but unless there was something else which had been? On what had David built his glory and security?
在第三节，大卫讲到的第二个要点说是，但是你是我的荣耀。为什么要加上但是呢？除非有其他的事情发生，大卫把他的荣耀和安全建立在什么之上呢？
Was it his notion of being a popular king, now on the run? A good dad? His son is the one pursuing him to kill him. Good moral leader? He had one of his own warriors murdered. Holding on to power? It's gone. And he is on the run. But
他是国中受欢迎的君王，现在在逃亡中。他是个好父亲，他的儿子正在追杀他。他是个好的道德领袖，他却杀了他自己的一个勇士。他继续在掌权，权力没了，他在逃亡。但是
My father once said, the shortest expression of the gospel is in but God. Everything was going wrong, but God. My life is just not adding up, but God.
我的父亲曾对我说，福音最简单的表达就是唯独上帝。我们一切的事情出了毛病，只有找上帝。我们的生命没有起色，只有找上帝。
Glory means weight or significance. We often find glory in our accomplishments or associations with important people or specific knowledge. Or for a king, it may be victory over his enemies, as opposed to being dismissed by his people as an outcast before God. However, David is saying his glory is now refocused on God, not because as king he is worthy of such glory, but because his substitute, the Anointed One, has given him glory.
荣耀的意思是重量，或者说更深远的意义。我们经常在我们的成就中找荣耀，或者在重要的人物交往中，或者我们特定的知识中找荣耀，或者说一个君王可能在得胜的仇敌中找荣耀，而不是想象他被人民视为他是上帝的弃儿。然而大卫却说，他的荣耀现在集中在上帝的身上，不是因为他作为君王配得荣耀，而是因为代替他的那一位受膏者赐给了他荣耀。
Has the value, the glory Christ has placed upon you when he shed his blood for you, has that been understood? Has the truth penetrated our hearts and minds? For with this we can now be confident to stand in the holy God's presence without fear, because we know the Anointed One's work on the holy hill was for us, This is the person who can remove our fear, doubt, and anxiety, all because of the covenant.
你的价值、荣耀，是当基督代替你流血舍命时候赋予的价值和荣耀。这个真理是否深深地刺透了我们的心灵和我们的意念？有了这样的确信，我们现在可以自信地站在圣洁的上帝面前，无所畏惧，因为我们知道那位受膏者在圣山上为我们成就了这一切。这一位就是基督，他可以消除我们的恐惧，拿去我们的疑惑和焦虑。这一切都是因为上帝的圣约。
Third, you are the lifter of my head is David's third sermon point.
大卫讲到的第三点就是你是使我抬起头的。
Have you ever witnessed a father or mother with a child whose spirit has been bruised by disappointment or treated unfairly? The parent would gather them up on their lap and after wiping away tears and comforting them, would gently start to talk to them. And then they would put a hand under the child's chin and tip up their face until they're looking directly in their eyes and say, I'm proud of you and I love you. David states this is what the Lord does to him, even as others think that he has been abandoned by God.
你是否曾经看到过当孩子因为失望或者不公平对待而受到的这个精神伤害？一个父亲或母亲怎么做呢？父母会把他抱在腿上，擦干他的眼泪，安慰他，温柔地开始跟他交谈。然后他会把一只手放在孩子的下巴下面，抬起他的脸，直到孩子的眼睛直视他。他说，我为你感到骄傲，我爱你。大卫在这里陈述的就是主耶和华上帝对他所做的。即便是在别人看他是被上帝抛弃的。
David knew this kind of sob for his own soul in the midst of seeming defeat. This was not something done in a quiet recess of the city. Everyone knew about his departure because of the coup led by his son. This was the leading story on the evening news. Yet, because of his spiritual acceptance, through the grace of God's anointed one enacted on God's holy hill, because he knew God would answer him from that place, David was assured of the Lord's singular encouragement to him.
大卫在表面上的失败，越是明白了这一个属灵的安慰。这不是在那个安静的城市的角落可以得到的。每个人都知道，他逃离是因为他儿子发起政变的追杀。这就像晚间新闻的头条新闻。然而，大卫在上帝的圣山，借着上帝受膏者的恩典和属灵的被接纳，因为他知道上帝会从那里，在他的圣山回应他的祈求，因此大卫确信上帝是他唯一的信心和力量。
During his earthly life, Jesus was given this encouragement from his heavenly Father. Both at his baptism and transfiguration, a voice was heard saying, This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. And when his agony was the greatest, hanging on the cross, his Father sent encouragement through an unlikely source. Another person who was being crucified cried out to Jesus to save him when he entered his kingdom. At that moment, when, as Jesus had attested earlier, the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak, his father provided someone to remind Jesus of why he was willingly providing his innocent blood.
主耶稣在地上的生活中，从天父那里得到了同样的鼓励。在主耶稣的受洗和登山变相时，他听到一个声音，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。当主耶稣被挂在十字架上最痛苦的时候， 天父通过一个意想不到的途径给予他鼓励，就是另一个被钉在十字架上的罪人呼求耶稣，耶稣啊，在你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我，拯救我。那一刻，正如耶稣之前对门徒所提醒的，你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。天父借着一个人来提醒耶稣，为什么耶稣愿意流出自己的血，无辜的宝血。
Have you known this encouragement and restoration of your soul in the midst of fear, doubt, and anxiety? Deep in our souls, it is the desire to have a parent or mentor tell us how proud they are of us in the work that we have accomplished, the people we have helped, or the life we have lived. Whether you have heard it or not, listen now. As a community of those bonded to our Christ by the covenant of grace,Let us encourage each other to seek out the one who has covenanted with us to affirm and soothe our souls.
当你处在恐惧、怀疑和焦虑时，你是否知道这样的鼓励和属灵的复兴呢？在我们的灵魂深处，我们渴望有一位父母或者导师告诉我们，为我们感到自豪。无论是我们所取得的成就，我们所帮助过的人，或者我们人生所经过的，无论你之前是否听过，但现在你要仔细的听恩典之约。我们是基督联合的圣约群体，让我们彼此的鼓励，单单的寻求那一位，就是跟我们立约、救赎我们、安慰我们灵魂的主耶稣。
David's fourth point of his sermon, You, O Lord, hear when I cry out to you. You answer me from your holy hill. The reference to the Lord's holy hill is not a poetic flourishment. It draws us into the very heart of David's confidence. This was the hill in Jerusalem where God's presence dwelt within the temple. This was where sacrifices were made. This was where the Messiah would come to redeem his people.This was where Christ did go to die and rise again, leading his people from slavery to sin into the freedom of his grace and glorious kingdom. This holy hill speaks of our redemption and more, of the glory our Lord has placed upon our lives, of his pride and encouragement as he lifts up our head as our shield around us to defend us against fears and doubt and anxieties.
大卫讲到了第四点。就是主啊，我向你呼求的时候，你从圣山上应允我的祈求。提及主的圣山，并不是华丽的词句，它乃是把我们带入大卫信仰的核心，大卫信心的核心。这是耶路撒冷的一座山，那里上帝临在的圣殿，这里是献祭的地方。这里是弥赛亚救赎他子民的地方，这里的确是基督为我们受死复活的地方，是带领他的子民脱离罪恶的奴役，进入他的恩典和荣耀的国度。这座圣山讲述的是我们救赎的故事，还有更多，我们的荣耀的主，他代替我们付出了生命的代价，他激励我们，他让我们抬起头来，他是我们思维的盾牌，抵御我们的恐惧、怀疑和焦虑。
David understood that what would be accomplished on this holy hill represented the only means whereby a relationship may exist with God, only through the Messiah he promised. And so David understood it is only from this holy hill his cries for help may be heard and answered.Because of the innocent sacrifice on his behalf in the person of the Anointed One, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He knows it is the Lord alone who will answer his cries for help.
大卫明白在这个圣山上将要成就的事情。这里代表着我们与上帝建立关系的唯一途径。就是一直只有通过他所应许的弥赛亚可以成就的。 因此大卫明白，唯有在这个圣山上，他的呼求声才能被听到，得到回应。因为这里代表着替他受死献祭那个无辜的受膏者弥赛亚耶稣基督为他成就的一切。他知道唯有主耶和华应允他的呼求是他的帮助。
Shiloh and the king's benediction in verses 5 through 8.
希拉国王的祝福五到八节。
Similarly, our Lord leads us forward and protects us so that we may, like David, be so confident we can lie down and sleep. And this is how the rest of the psalm unfolds before us once we have attained the high vantage point of this holy hill.
同样的，我们的主带领我们前行，保护我们，以便像我们像大卫一样充满信心。我们可以像大卫一样躺下睡觉。当我们到达那个圣山的制高点时，这首诗篇接下来的经文启示就更加清晰地展示在我们的面前。
Verse 5, Our Lord alone sustains us, I lie down and sleep.
第五节，唯独我们的主可以保护我们，我躺下睡觉。
Verse 6, Our Lord alone settles our fears, I awoke and was sustained.
第六节，唯有我们的主能够消除我们的恐惧，我醒来并被保守。
Verse 7, Our Lord alone rescues us, I will not be afraid.
第七节，唯有主耶和华是我的拯救，我不会害怕。
Verse 8, our Lord alone blesses us. I will worship by calling out to my covenant God while relying upon his glory and salvific blessing to be on his faithful. This is a king's prayer for his people. Sila.
第八节，唯有我们的主耶和华祝福我们，立约的上帝呼召我来敬拜他，仰望他的荣耀，信靠上帝赐给他子民救恩的祝福。这是一个君王为百姓所做的祈求。希拉。
Yes, let's consider this truth. Psalm 3 is not a cry in doubt, but of confession. Not a cry rising from fear, but faith. Not a cry of anxiety, but of spiritual assurance.
是的，让我们思考一下诗篇第三篇带给我们真理的启示。这不是疑惑的呼求，而是悔改的呼求。这不是因恐惧而发出的呼求，而是出于信心的呼求。这不是焦虑的呼求，而是属灵的确据。
For our Lord's holy hill, from our Lord's holy hill comes the truth. The covenant made by the Lord Yahweh cements our relationship with him forever. Many foes, character assassinations, our Lord is leading us forever and will be our shield. Trust him completely.
这是从我们主耶和华圣山上传来的真理。主耶和华所立的圣约坚固了我们和他的关系直到永远。无论多少的敌人，无论是对我们人格的谋杀，我们的主正在带领着我们前进。他是我们的盾牌，全然的来信靠他。 Amen,
Amen.